Sing it, Anne-Marie, sing it.
We're bound to break in my hands.
It is Virgin Radio 104.4 with 2 days to go till Redfest DXB. Your tickets could be yours with Redman coming up later this hour or next hour. But you head out to platinumlist.net and grab your tickets. We will never rip you off. We will never rip you off. But I got ripped off.
What happened? It's not, it's very rare that you get ripped off. You're usually like switched on about these things.
I am, and at the same time, I thought to myself, yeah, there's a chance that I feel like I am. I don't know these boys, but we're going to see how we go. So I was selling a car that I've got, right?
Yeah.
And I've got this really old, not that old. I love it, actually. It's been with the family for years, and in the last year, I have not driven it. It's a 2003 Dodge Durango.
Wait, you still have that car?
I have it, yeah. It's a great car. Just sits
how
there.
How do you, how does that?
Can you just give it to me instead?
I could have, but it's sold now.
Okay.
And it was just sitting there, and I thought to myself, it's a good car. Like, I've had it for 7 years, and it was used to be like
the beast.
The little beast, the family car that you would drive around. Yeah. You could do anything. You just put petrol in it, and it would just go, right? And I put it for sale.
Yeah.
And I put another car for sale, funny enough. I've got this other car as well, an older BMW.
Stop it.
I'm struggling to...
Stop yourself.
Well, I've got this other car, right?
Wow. Yeah.
That was the car that I put for sale. I didn't put the Dodge Durango for sale.
Right.
These guys came and had a look at the BMW, and they liked it.
Yeah.
And they took it. They sold it, and it was fine.
Done.
And then they said, what about this car? And I said, no, it's not for sale. And they're like, are you sure? And I said, all right, yeah, it's for sale.
Separation anxiety from the car.
And so these guys buy cars, and then I think they just resell them to people,
which is what
they do. And I knew it. And they're good guys. And we got talking and, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Da-da-da, this and that. Found out that I work on radio. Then they realized that they listen to the show sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, oh, my gosh. And then they saw the billboard.
Oh.
They saw the huge billboard that we got. And they're like, we saw you on the billboard. I said, thanks. Anyway, they take the Dodge. They come back 3 hours later, and remember, it's an old car.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said to me, how much do you want for it? I said, I'll take anything over five. $5,000, I'm good. Okay, it's cheap.
Great car,
but in the paper, it's depreciated. It's 2003. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got a lot of K's on it. I said, I'll take anything over five. Okay, he comes back. He goes, we can give you four.
Ooh.
We sold it for five, and we want to take our cut.
Okay.
And I said to him, as long as you're making money, I'm cool with it.
That's nice.
So I took four from him yesterday.
Yeah.
Paid 3,800 dirhams in fine, was left with 200 dirhams.
Are you serious?
Yep.
What, like,
you know,
on
when
the
you
car?
Go, when you know when you go transfer the guy, you have to pay the...
Oh,
to...
I hate that.
So I was left with 200 dirhams.
Is that Salik fine?
Oh, it was just everything. Just everything. Salik fines, there was a speeding fine, there was three parking fines.
Wow.
So I was left with 200 dirhams. Anyway, that aside... Oh, great guys, thanks so much. Da da da, they left.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
Courtesy of this show and the amount of listeners that we have, 1.4 million listeners a week, someone inboxes me. Chris, I just bought your old Dodge Durango.
I'm scared.
And I said, oh my gosh, what did you pay for it? Seven. So these guys told me five. Took $1,000 off me.
Oh my goodness.
So they made 3K from the car.
And you made 200 dirhams.
I paid my fines. That's what I did.
You got royally ripped off.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're not crazy? You didn't tell them. Did you contact them?
And I won't tell them. He asked me, the guy who bought it said, can you please not? I'll tell you, but don't tell them that I'm telling you how much I paid for the car.
Why didn't you tell the guy that you know? Because you should send a screenshot or something.
The funny thing is, they're out there looking for a car for me right now because I wanted to buy this other type of car. And so they're out there trying to find it. And the worst thing about it, they're Lebanese.
Oh, they did this to a fellow Lebanese man.
But the trust that you have when it comes to a Lebanese man is that I give him everything, man. I gave him the car. I did everything. I'm like, khalas, go do what you got to do. Come back. Give me. I trust you. I trust you like you're my brother. My brother ripped me off.
Well, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna still tell them to look for a car for you?
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna play a little psychology mind tricks when I see them. They're coming over today.
I think they win in that category.
No, they're gonna know. They're gonna know that I know, and they're gonna start freaking out. That's what's gonna happen.
Unless they've just heard this now, then good morning. Yeah. He knows.
And they asked me for Redfest DXB tickets.
Oh, Sell it to them.
Hey.
Did they recognize me on the billboard?
No, they didn't know who you were.
Okay.
NASA, how you doing?
I'm all right. Chris, how you doing? I'm really enthralled by your story, man. I hope you get them back today.
Yep. Thanks, mate. How's life? How's going? We miss you. Mm. What you know about this happened to you before?
Yeah, I've been scammed, man. It's hurt when I found out how I've been scammed. So I was going out for lunch with my family, parked up. Some guy in a Lexus, not so bad Lexus, not so good Lexus, parks up right behind me, comes out of the car, does the whole trick. Are you Muslim, brother? I'm like, yeah, I am. He goes, I'm from out of town. I'm visiting here on holiday. And I'm thinking, oh, just something bad happened to him. Because my mom's had an operation and she's fine now, alhamdulillah. And he's using all the Muslim lingo on me to make me feel like, you know, I'm with him. And he said, I run out of money. I can't go back home. Can you give me some money to go back home? I was like, you know what? I'm going to help this guy. He's helped his mom. I've got a mom. I'm feeling his pain. I looked at my wife. I said, how much money have we got? But I don't carry money. And she went, I've got about, say, 40 dirhams. I was like, this is all I've got, brother. Please take it. And he's like, looks at me like I swore at his mom.
Yeah, because you only gave him 40 dirhams.
I only gave him 40 dirhams. And he's looking at me straight out in my face thinking, is that it?
Yeah,
like,
that's
all I have, brother. And then I go back and I'm really hurt. I'm going home thinking, you know, I could have given him some more. I wish I had some more money. I tell a few friends the story. And they're saying they've met him before. He's been here for months. He's been doing this collection for himself.
Yeah, which is illegal now.
Yeah,
and they've put a stop to it.
It is, yeah.
They've actually put a stop because there was a lot of people going around trying to hustle that cash out of everyone. Anyway, thanks, NASA, mate. I hope you're all right, bro. Always good to hear from you. I got 200 dirhams for my car. That's what I end up getting for it.
200 dirhams.
So if you guys want me to pay for coffee today, I've got it. That's all I've got enough for.